Welcome to the podcast, Bridget Broussard.
Yes, Flan.
Peter Spider Everett.
Correct,
Mike. Ben Richard Woodshaw. No, Kieran Flanagan. December 1st. Write the date down. Because it's the day we opened the borders and we learned a new name for bumhole.
What?
Here it is. We'll play it for you right now. Talleye General Store. Remember, a car drove through my local joint?
Yes.
Well, they finally got a hold of the bloke who was standing behind the wall when the car pumped him into the ice cream machine.
That's right.
And he had this to say.
You can shove your bacon egg sandwiches up your bronzer.
Yeah.
The bronzer.
Your bronzer.
Oh, I love it.
Tans everything, apparently. That's the only reason I can think of why you call your date your bronzer.
Have you ever heard it called your bronzer?
Not one time.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, not the bronzer. Is that your favourite word for it?
Well, it made the news, so it must be acceptable.
Oh, I think it has to be acceptable, but no, clucker's my favourite.
Clucker?
What about the name clucker?
What about the brown onion?
I've never
heard. It's just weird and it still makes my eyes water.
See, it will. I'll tell you what, it will make your
So, if you'd had a little bit of anal bleaching, would you be a white onion? How does it work?
That's true. How do you turn into a Spanish onion?
I tell you what, that's a big night.
It's a big night, the Spanish onion.
The old red onion's the worst one.
Good, the Mardi Gras.
Wow.
Look, we can talk for hours.
Can I just quickly tell you a story? Talking about
Does this one involve a spring onion, by the way?
No, actually, no, she was the very opposite of a spring onion.
What?
There's a lady in her. I was playing golf. I was playing golf the other day, and we're on the first tee, and we're about to tee off, and there was eight guys, and there's two ladies on a buggy drive past. And
so we said, on the first hole, the brown hole.
Yeah. So we said, look, do you mind if you just take a photo of all of us before we start the day?
Of course.
And so the ladies jumped up. She said, no worries. And there's one sitting on the cart, and because I'm tall, you know, I headed towards the back of the group, and she goes, oh, you like me, do you like it up the back too? And the eight of us boys have all sat there, looked at it, and then she's realised, she's gone, no, I didn't like it, no, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure,
we finally
sure,
got through
sure.
to onion, yeah?
We did.
And so what was your answer?
Yeah, that's the important part.
Oh, no.
I live for Spanish. What? No,
that's just for Gary Ablett Jr.
This is now the time for you to tell us all about your auntie.
Come on, then.
Your Which auntie. Oh no.
Yeah, go on.
No, it's a separate podcast.
Is it? Oh, hello.
Oh, we'll do an auntie off.
All right, no, that's fair.
No one beats Spider's auntie, and it's relevant. Let's go.
No, Benny.
No,
Huggins.
Not now. If we're doing an auntie podcast, I'll give you some. But
hey!
I'll give you one.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Listen to the podcast, we've got an auntie off.
Tomorrow it's all about the auntie.
Mm. All right, because this one, I don't know how you're gonna beat Auntie Liz.
Okay. No, it's not Liz.
Oh,
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Die.
All right.
It's Arnie Dicey.
Make a date, as they say.
Up your blurt.
Bridget has tracked down a really, really great innovation for tradies. We're going to have a yak about that.
Yeah.
Spider spray. Boy. Well, you hear who will cop it in Spider's Spray. And the new TV show that I am fascinated with is Gold Coast Cops. We're going to zhuzh that for you.
The Gold Coast is Australia's favourite playground. But if it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. It's Friday night in Broadbeach, and the Gold Coast Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops have got their hands well and truly full.
I can fly, I'll soar into the sky.
Hop off the bin, mate.
I'm Icarus.
Hop off the bin, Icarus.
I'm winded.
Friday night is young. But the Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops have already come across a young male who's had a little too much fun. He's been drinking heavily when the ever-alert Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops quickly spot something isn't quite right.
What's going on, mate?
Nothing, just minding me business when I suddenly got me head stuck in this bike rack and next thing I know me dacks are gone and someone's painted me bum all sparkly silver.
Who took your pants, mate?
Mate, you're the detective. I'm just having a perfectly normal night getting me head stuck in stuff and someone flogs me slacks. I'm a sparky by trade, mate, but if you want me to do your job too, I'll have a bloody go.
Did you paint your bum all sparkly?
Yep.
Did you just want people to see it?
Yep.
And that's why you got your head stuck in the bike rack?
No, that was different.
Was it?
No.
Meanwhile, on Surface Paradise Beach, officers are called out to investigate reports of an old man concealing a weapon.
Yeah, mate, just checked out reports of an old man on Surface Paradise Beach carrying a concealed weapon. Just spoke with him, yeah. It's okay, mate, yep. Yeah, it turns out it was just Greg Norman, bass, just walking on the beach. But crikey. You should see it.
Next time on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, heaps of people chuck up all over themselves. When Aussies disgrace themselves on the streets of the Glitter Strip, it's the Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops who'll be there to save the day. Spider Spray.
I'm spraying anybody that goes to a shopping centre. I don't know why. Yesterday I had to go to Robina Town Centre. I drove around that place, this is no word of a lie,
yes,
six times looking for the JB Hi-Fi pickup point. I was on maps, I was on the telephone, I spoke to Cherie, I even rung JB, still had no idea. So this is me in the car park, in the car.
I don't know what people see in shopping centres, and I know it's Christmas, and I know people want to get out there and buy crap, but oh my God, you're going to find a parking spot. Somebody takes it for you, or else they sit there and they stuff around while they're trying to get their car in and out. It takes five turns. You could drive a semi-trailer through some of these spaces, but no, no, no. I might do a 16-point turn. I'm at Robina, and it is absolutely jam-packed. It is packed. All I want to do is find one stupid little area to pick up one item. And look, these people are walking around with smiles on their faces like, all I want to do is find one stupid little area to pick up one stupid little seat that we ordered online. It is chock-a-block. And what is it? Monday, 11:25. This. That's bullshit.
And it was. It took me. It was absolutely ridiculous. I found it 47 minutes later. I clicked on. I had to click saying Bay 16. I clicked on it six times. Still nobody come out. And because I was patient, and I'm really patient, I got out of the car.
Patient.
And I pressed the green buzzer six times. And finally, somebody come out and gave me this chair I ordered. It would have been so much quicker. I don't know what this click and collect thing is. So much quicker to park, walk in, grab a coffee, go to the toilet, buy my item, and walk back out. And I still would have had 20 minutes change.
You've been sprayed by spiders.
Hang on, Ben. Hang on, Ben. There's more. No, no. You know the worst thing about this?
Yes.
It was a stupid desk chair that I brought, so it took me 2 hours to put together when I got home.
Oh, no.
But hang on, one more. One more. No. You know what I hated most about this? This was only Boston's birthday present. I've got to go back for Christmas.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Tell you, if you want to start up a new business, drones are where it is at.
Yeah.
Everyone, not only films with drones now, it saves all the chopper shots.
Yeah.
So much cheaper with drones.
They are, and they're using them for patients as well. Stuck in areas where you can't get patients, especially out of the outback. They're thinking about putting drones in the air. They're now using them at surf life-saving as well. It's fantastic.
They surely do, and they can drop like life vests off to you and all kinds of things.
You know, they can get them to follow a wristband that you wear, so if you go skiing or surfing, a drone can follow you and film yourself.
Yeah,
mobile selfies if you
don't ski past a tree.
No.
Well, this is the problem, and I'm thinking, Flan, we should start up a business, a rescue drone for drones. For all the ones that spider lands in the water and they land up in trees.
Oh, yes.
That we have a rescue Westpac drone for drones. That picks up the drone.
And to go and get the drone that he's put up in the tree.
Yes. Yes.
And the Westpac drone gets stuck too. Oh. So we send the police rescue drone and the SES drone.
You know, it's named after a bee. That's a snorter.
It's a snorter.
You just snorted.
My first Triple M snort. Excuse me.
JB was sent a little tiny drone once. Some gift. Yeah. And he decided to fly it in the house, as you do.
Oh, good.
Of course, I have a lot of beautiful macrame hanging baskets full of gorgeous
ferns.
They've got pruned.
No.
Thanks to the inside drone. That's not for inside, it's for outside drone.
Yeah.
But there's a new drone delivery. Tradies, listen up. This is brilliant. They reckon one in three jobs that tradies go to, they have to do a trip to the hardware store because they may not have quite enough screws or bolts or, you know, those little things, a washer, if you're short one washer.
Yeah, yeah.
So now there's going to be drones that can drop off around 100 k's away. You make the call and you go, bugger it. I don't have enough have enough screws, nails, whatever, washers, little things. Not big Makita saws or anything.
No.
And then it goes off to the hardware, picks up your little thing, in it comes, flies
over the M1.
Yeah,
they're flying.
Drops them all over the road. 20 cars later.
Yeah.
Yeah, drones off to get some tyres.
It'll be quicker. Some of these high rises, it'll be quicker for them to do it than running down to their car. You're on.
Oh,
imagine if you're on the 68th floor, you've got to wait. Think, oh no, I'll just get the drone to get me some screws rather than going down to my car.
That is a great idea.
Or you need it. What about if they brought it in? So, like, you know, they got the guts truck.
Yes.
You know, the all the pies and the... Imagine if that you could order by drone. You're a trader, you're working, you know, at Jewel. Yep. You're on one of the top floors and you think, nah, it's time for my breakfast of an iced coffee, a Big M and a pie and a donut.
Mm. 9:30.
Order it in. Drone it straight to
mate, you're miles ahead of yourself because they did it in New Zealand with pizzas.
They?
Yeah, with Domino's. They ordered and delivered drone pizzas. Can you imagine the number of people with nail guns trying to shoot that out of the sky?
Oh, that's a point. Do they make it a topless drone for that one?
No.
There's another business.
That's only Thursdays at one.
Thursdays at one. Oh, there we go. That's okay.
Topless drone. Sorry, don't have the time too well.
Yes, you do. But I think they should drop tradies in by drone.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because, you know, you get annoyed when they say, I'll be there somewhere between 6 and 9.
Oh, yes.
You know, and they say, oh, I'll be there 6 to 9. Where do you live? I'm like, somewhere between Coomera and Coolagatta. You're not going to be specific, neither am I.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show tomorrow morning from 5 on 92.5 Triple M.